Phyllis Boas, a Brazilian, has an extraordinary story which you quote in the book, and it's verifiable.
Well, it's verifiable in the sense that I spoke to one of the doctors, one of the two doctors who examined Antonio Villas-Boas following this encounter, and they were convinced that he was suffering from some type of radiation sickness, or at least a cosmic clap.
It turned out to be a bit of cosmic venereal disease.
Yes.
He was taken on board...
He claims to have been taken on board a craft and presented to a naked female. He had intercourse with her.
What was she like? Voluptuous humanoid?
He actually described her as being rather voluptuous, but he said that the
green.
Rather strange animal grunts that she made during the procedure...
She's not necessarily an alien.
He said she was definitely alien. There's no question. There were certain differences. But, I mean, these stories are wild, of course, but if you take...
They're cutting off lymphatic glands off our cows, and they're extricating semen from our men.
Apparently. Also, blood samples have been taken. I'm very pleased to note that the aliens very sensibly took the precaution of getting a blood sample from Phyllis Boas before presenting him to the female. But if you take, for example, a doctor whom I've spoken to, Dr. Leopoldo Diaz, who is or was the executive director of the second largest hospital in Mexico, in Guadalajara, he claims that back in 1976 he actually gave a physical examination to a live extraterrestrial who walked into his office. It's a bizarre tale, but the doctor was so taken aback by this experience that he made a special trip to New York to see a delegation at the United Nations, and I spoke to one of those delegates who confirmed the visit, and they said the man appeared to be very, very sincere, but there was absolutely nothing they could do about it.
Well, what happened? This guy walked in and said, Doctor, I'm feeling a bit off-colour.
He asked for a physical examination because he said he travelled a lot. I like that one. In fact...
He spoke English.
He spoke in Spanish. He spoke the native language of Dr. Diaz. The doctor noticed that there were some peculiarities. Let me hasten to point out that in every... other respect, apart from the ones I'm going to mention, I mean, he looked perfectly normal as a man, except there was very little hair in the pubic area and around the head. His eyes were unusual in that the irises were larger than most human beings, and they were of an odd violet color. He said the skin was almost the color of milk, extremely pale. And when you do a physical examination, you have to obviously take the heart pressure and so forth, which was quite normal. And in asking the age of this man, the alien said that he was 84 years old, which of course astonished the doctor because there were no normal lines of maturity on his face. He imparted a tremendous amount of knowledge of a scientific nature, of a spiritual nature too, which I find very significant. And this is back in 1976. He implied that our planet was due for a lot of problems, connection with pollution, all different types of pollution. And he said that it was time for us to begin to look for new sources of energy, the sort of energy that yet they utilize to harness forces of energy in
space.
Quite
a lot of people were saying that, though, weren't they? I mean, quite a lot of people were saying that in 1976.
That's possible, yes. But I think it's interesting that this chap apparently confirmed that, and the doctor, to me, seems totally sincere.